I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. All these I have spoken while I still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Francis and Paul.
Indeed, it's a joy to be with you and worship with you again and share with you the message of God for you this morning. The message of the Lord for today is a reminder to us that there is a power within us. Father in heaven, who is the creator of heaven and earth, we praise you and honor and glorify you today and forever. Father, we thank you for the freedom to honor and worship you in this place. Thank you for the freedom to worship you where other people who can experience it,
Father.
We ask you to speak to us in a very special and mighty way this morning. And ask the Holy Spirit to freely move and work and speak in us in a very mighty and personal way. If there is any evil scheme of the enemy that tries to distract us, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
邪灵的一些阴谋想要来破坏你的旨意，主啊，我们奉拿撒勒耶稣之名来谴责。
Holy Spirit, we ask you to freely move and work and speak in us.
圣灵啊，我请求你在这里自由的运行，在我们里面对我们说话。
Bless me and anoint me and Sister Lucia as we deliver your message. Make us God as your mouthpiece and be our master, teacher.
主啊，求你浇灌我，也浇灌翻译小段，让我们能够成为你话语的出口。
We ask you to open the spiritual ears, eyes, and heart of everyone who are here to receive your message.
我们恳求你打开在座的每一个人属灵的眼睛和耳朵，能够接受你的信息。
And to become a doer of your word and not just a mere listener.
让我们能够成为你话语的行事者，而不仅仅只是听到的人。
This is what we pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求，阿门。
As the passage was read, it's a reminder to each one of us. But you will receive power, and when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be my witnesses. In Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the
earth.就像我们刚才读到的《使徒行传》里面所说的，是对我们一个提醒。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在下耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。God's
Spirit works in every believer. He does not limit himself to the disciples and apostles, pastors and missionaries.
在所有的信徒中间，而不仅仅只是在牧师、在宣教士或是在使徒和门徒中间。
If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, know that the power of the Holy Spirit is living within you.
如果你已经接受耶稣作为你个人的救主，那么你要知道，圣灵的能力已经进驻在你的心里。
That the same great power who raises Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that is with you and me.
就是那一位让耶稣基督死里复活的圣灵，他是住在我们、住在你我心里面的那一位。
The Holy Spirit pours His energy into creating godly character in us who follow the Lord。
在我们所有追随耶稣的人心里面，圣灵都浇灌下他的能力，让我们能够产生出敬虔的品格。
The fruit of Spirit should be very evident, should be seen.Amongst us believers of Jesus Christ,
在我们所有这些追随耶稣的人里面，圣灵的结出的果子应该是非常显而易见的。
The most powerful message we can ever give is our life testimony.
我们能够给别人做出最大的见证，就是我们自己本身的生命。
It is the life when under pressure.When we are on tremendous challenges or difficulties, and how do we respond to that temptation, to that challenges?
也就是在我们遇见压力、遇见巨大的试探、遇见接二连三的困境的时候，我们所表现出的生命的品质。
Is the love, is the joy, the peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control?Is that being seen in us?
就是和平、忍耐、温柔、良善、自制等等这些品质，我们是不是在里面能够看到？
And that's one thing that we should ponder whenever we are in great trials, difficulties in life. Every day we are under pressure. In work there are deadlines, in studying, in business, in family there's lots. But no.That God is with us.
我们在每日的各样的试探之中，都应该思考这个问题：我们是不是知道神在我们里面？因为我们每日都遇见各样的压力，无论是工作中、学习中的最后的期限，还是说每天的日常的压力。
Let's see some man, ordinary man and woman of faith in the Bible.
我们来查考一下圣经里面的一些普通的男性和女性。他们做出了什么样的见证
？Joseph was the favorite son of Jacob with Rachel.
约瑟是雅各和拉结最爱的一个孩子。
Because he was the favorite son, he is hated by his own brother and attempted to kill him and sold him to slavery.
因为约瑟是雅各的爱子，他被其他的兄弟。而恨恶，所以他被卖到了埃及为奴。
Joseph, when he was 17 years old, was separated from his family.
约瑟在17岁的时候就离开了他的家人。
So he was a refugee actually in Egypt.
所以他也可以说是在埃及的一个难民。
He grew up as a very handsome, tall man.
他后来长大成为一个非常帅气、英俊、高大的年轻人。
And many girls were attracted to him.
很多的女性都受到他的吸引。
But Joseph, you know the story, he stood, he remained strong, and kept his integrity, respect to himself and to his boss who trusted him. Potiphar was in charge of the security in the palace.
但是大家知道后面的故事，约瑟他是一个意志非常强大并且持守正直的人，他尊重他的上级，尊重波提乏，也就是掌管埃及宫殿的安全的大臣，他也给自己足够的尊重。
I wonder how many men in the world now who can resist a beautiful woman.
我很想知道在这个世界当今的世代有多少男性可以拒绝一位美丽的女性。
But you can, with the power of the Holy Spirit within you, you can resist any kind of temptation.
但是只要有圣灵的能力进驻在你里面，你就可以拒绝各种各样的试探诱惑。
I and my DVD team back in Pakistan were processing the secondary education 4 years ago.
在四年之前的时候，我和我在巴基斯坦的团队，在一直在申请一个证书。
So during the submission of the documents, heaps of papers, one of the government in education staff officer asked us for bribe.
所以我们在申请这个中学的资质证书的时候，我们提交了很多很多资料。在这个过程中呢，教育局的一名官员就要求我们对他进行行贿。
Unfortunately, in Pakistan, the government is very corrupt.
很糟糕的一点就是在巴基斯坦，政府是非常的败坏的。
They ask in front of you, not under the table.How much money they like, and during that time they were asking for 4 lakh, which is equivalent to more than $4,000.
他们很糟糕的一点是，他们并不是在背后来问你要这种费用，他们是在桌面上就向你要很多的钱。在当时的我们被要求了给他们$4,000的费用。
So as a missionary living by faith, we don't have that much money to give away.
作为靠着信心来生活的宣教士，我们并没有那么多的钱来去给这个官员。
The officer was telling it will make your work easy and fast.
这个官员告诉我们，给我钱的话，我就会让这个申请很容易、很快速。
No hassle, no distraction.
不会有什么麻烦的事情，很快的。
It seems a very tempting offer, isn't it? Because it takes a lot of your precious time.
这个听起来是一个非常具有诱惑性的提议，不是吗？因为这可以节约你很多的宝贵的时间。
Politely, respectfully, we told the officer, "I'm sorry, sir, we don't have that money. So just process the paper as we are serving your own people."
我们非常有礼貌的，带着个足够的尊敬对这个官员说，很抱歉，我们没有那么多的钱。我们希望你就是正常的来。进行这个申请的步骤，我们现在是在服侍你自己国家的人民。
As a result, they made things so difficult for us, so much investigation, lots of heaps and heaps of so much papers again and again to submit to them.
结果就是这个官员让我们的申请变得异常的困难。给了我们很多很多的文书的要求，然后也对这个我们的申请进行了很多的调查。
So in other words, for 4 years, they made our case application so difficult and so challenging, but we trusted God.
在整整四年的过程中，他们都让我们的申请变得非常的困难，但是在这个过程中，我们都依靠神。
Before we go and follow up, we will pray and fast for 4 years.Constant follow-up and prayer and perseverance in this trial and difficulty.
我们在整整四年的过程中，不停地与他们进行跟进、沟通，不停地进行祷告。在这样的困境，在这样的试炼之中，我们忍耐。
And finally, after 4 long years, we got the education registration of our high school last December.
最终呢，经过漫漫四年的等待，在去年圣诞节的时候，我们终于得到了这个中学的资质认证。
Indeed, God honors our patience, our perseverance, and persistence in serving the Lord.
真的是这样，神知道我们在困境之中的忍耐，知道我们在侍奉他的时候所经历的各样的事情。
What the world needs to see in this godless society, in this modern culture, is godly families.
在这个没有人们不尊敬神、不敬畏神的世界里，世界最需要看到的见证就是敬虔的家庭和个人。
Godly individual and family that would love and choose to forgive and support one another.
世界需要看到敬虔的家人、敬虔的个人，他们彼此相爱，他们选择彼此的 赦免。
We choose to forgive not because they are worthy, because we're not worthy, right? But we choose to forgive because Jesus forgave us.
我们选择赦免别人，并不是因为别人值得赦免。的确，我们真的每个人都不值得赦免。我们这样，我们选择赦免是因为神先赦免了我们。
The world needs to see business people or employees working with honesty, integrity, and frugality.
我这个世界需要看到正直清廉的商务人士，以及在职场工作的人士。
Young men and women who choose moral purity.More than indulgence to temptation.
需要看到世界上的青年的男女，他们选择道德上的纯洁正直，而不是沉湎于私欲。
The world needs to see believers who are obedient, honest.
世界需要看到顺服诚实的信徒。
The world needs to see people who are kind. We should be different, patient.That instead of saying harsh and nasty words, we show them blessing. Being compassionate, generous, forgiving, sober, prayerful, and slow to anger, which is hard to learn, isn't it?
世界需要看到信徒的温柔和忍耐。我们不应该去说一些非常伤人的话，而是应该去常常的忍耐，满有怜悯，慷慨。宽容、警醒、常常祷告、慢慢动怒、体贴他人，这都是很困难的，是吗？
The world gives people who are kind and considerate to others.
这个世界需要有仁爱、体贴他人的人。
Job was called a blameless and a righteous man of God.
约伯被称为是一个完全人、完全正直之神的义人。
He was known to be a very generous.Very kind and a helpful man.
他是一个非常慷慨大方、非常乐于助人的人。
They live in a wealthy and very generous man.
他生活在乌斯地，是一个非常富有的、慷慨的人。
But even then, God, through His permission, He was tested severely, and He lost His children, His property, His wealth.And even his health.
但是神允许了撒旦来攻击他，最后约伯失去了他的健康，失去了他的财富，甚至他的家人。
But despite amidst that so much pain from head to toe, he was suffering. He had that boils from head to toe, so much pain. He lost his children, lost all his property, and now his health.And left with a nagging life. But yet, in the midst of the so much trials, what he said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
虽然他的境遇一落千丈，虽然他从头到脚都是伤疤疤痕，虽然他最后的结局就是。与一个非常絮絮叨叨的妻子，抱怨的妻子生活在一起，但是他却说出了这样的话：我吃身出于母胎，也必吃身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Job chose to trust God more than concentrating or focusing or worrying in his circumstances.He chose to trust God and allow the Holy Spirit to work in him and through him.
虽然经历了这些，但是约伯选择去相信神，去定睛于神，而不是担心他目前的状况。
How many of us chose to worry in our life?
我们之中有多少人却选择为自己的境况、为自己的生活而担忧呢？
Let's learn from the life of Job, who was tested severely, and yet remained steadfast in his faith to honor and choose to serve God.
让我们来学习约伯的生命， 虽然他遭遇了很大的痛苦，但是他却选择去定睛于神。
And at the end of the life of Job, God blessed him doubly. More children, more wealth, more blessing after the tragedy in his life.
在约伯经历了各样的困境痛苦之后，神却更加的来祝福约伯，约伯得到了更多的子女，更多的财富。
The most powerful witness for Jesus Christ to attract unbelievers to honor our God is our living testimony. How are we in a workplace? How are we when we are in the school with our friends? How are we responding to difficulties?
我们在日常的生活中，在我们的职场、学校，我们如何表现出自己的我们个人的行为品行是对不幸的人做的最大的见证。
Our response, just like Job, is a day-to-day submission to the Holy Spirit. God, I surrender my life to you.
我们对此应该有这样的回应，就是像约伯一样，每日都顺服圣灵的带领。
Surrendering to God all that we have, all that we need, and all that we want.
我们应该把自己所有的、自己所需的、自己所要的一切都降服于神。
It's a day-to-day basis of surrendering to God and allowing the Holy Spirit, the power to emerge from us.
我们应该日复一日的顺服于圣灵，并且让圣灵的能力能够带领我们。
Know that in our life, Jesus says, I will never abandon you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you.
耶稣基督说，我们应该记得这样的话，就是我永远不会抛弃你。
By allowing the power within us to emerge, you would see how God works in our situation.
当我们看到自己里面的圣灵的能力是如何表现出来的时候，我们就能够看到神是如何带领我们的。
Recognizing God's presence in our daily life, moment by moment.
我们要意识到神在我们日常生活中，在每一刻的时间里。都体验他与我们同在。
When you're sitting at the end of the rope and feeling giving up in your life, in your spouse, or whatever struggles you are, you can say, God, this is me. I surrender and I don't know how to carry on. This is my limit. And God knows that. God understands our weaknesses because He created us in His image. He knows our limitations until how much.We can carry, and until then that we surrender to God, only then the Holy Spirit works powerfully in our life and in our situation.
在我们日常的困境里，在我们无论面对什么样的困难之中，我们当走到尽头的时候，我们都应该向神宣告，告诉神，神啊，真的就是我的极限了，我就只能走到这里了。神知道我们的情况，因为他创造了我们。当我们在这个时候献出自己的时候，神就会带领我们。
We are not alone. The Holy Spirit, as in John 14:16 says, I will ask the Father and He will give you another advocate to be with you forever. Not sometimes, but forever. It's always, it's constant. The Holy Spirit is residing within us.
我们并不孤独，就像在约翰福音14:16所说的，耶稣说，我要求父，父就另外赐下一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，不是偶尔与你们同在，而是时常的与你们同在。
And it is very encouraging. In John 14:12-14, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me, that Jesus, will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than this, because I'm going to the Father.And I will do whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And Jesus said, you may ask me, and that's Jesus, for anything in my name. And Jesus said, maybe I will do it. No, Jesus said, I will do it. It's an affirmation that whatever we ask in the name Jesus, he will do it. Amen?
在约翰福音十四章十二到十四节里，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。”这是耶稣自己的话。他说：“叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。”他说的并不是你们若奉我的名求什么，我可能也许会成就，他说的是我必然成就。
The Holy Spirit, as Jesus promised, is our constant companion. So you don't feel alone or lonely because God is with you.
就像圣灵所，就像耶稣所应许的，圣灵是我们时常的陪伴，所以我们不需要感到孤独，他总是与我们。
The Holy Spirit is constantly guiding us.Willing and ready to empower us and enable us to do godly things and even greater things that you could imagine.
圣灵时常指引我们，他也愿意赐能力给我们，让我们能做敬虔的事，能做更大的事情。
Remember Peter? He was the most reluctant disciple of Jesus. Remember he denied Jesus before crucifixion.And after. But because of the power, he repented, asked forgiveness, and he was forgiven. And Peter came out powerfully with the other disciples, sharing the gospel. And during that time, 3,000 were added, believing the Lord Jesus.
耶稣是，彼得是耶稣的门徒中最不顺服的之一。他在耶稣钉十字架之前和之后都曾否认过耶稣，但是因为他悔改，他被赦免，他也被圣灵所改变。最后，他为在众人面前为耶稣做见证，一次就让3000个人听到福音，接受耶稣。
Remember during this time, the apostles were even persecuted.By the Pharisees and the Sadducees, so they have death threat as well. But they didn't focus in that. They knew that they have a mission and they have to do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. They're just allowing them to be used by God, and they do it. And they were able to minister to different people, even to the Gentiles, and even heal all kinds of sicknesses and illnesses, and even demon possessed.
使徒和门徒当时面临着各种各样逼迫和反对的声音，甚至是死亡的威胁，但是他们不去看自己的环境，而定睛于神。他们得到圣灵的带领，他们能够做各样的事情，他们向各样的人传福音，医治各样的被鬼附的人，他们行了很大的神迹。
The disciples experienced so much oppositionaround them while doing the will of God. And that's true even among the servants of God. There's so much. So they remain calm and focused in God.
在使徒的时期，虽然他们在行使神的旨意，但是他们受到了各种各样的逼迫，各种各样的反对。在今天，侍奉神的人这里也能看到同样的事情发生。
The power within them is so strong that even Gamaliel, one of the great teacher of the law, even recognized, if that's the will of God and the Spirit of God is within them, no one can stop them because it's God operating in them, which is true.
他们的能力如此之大，以至于当时在希腊的一些教师都可以看得到，在他里面的能力是从神而来的。如果是从神而来，就没有人可以来制止。
In those difficult times while serving God, they choose to trust God, and God indeed help, save them, and empower them to do the things that God wanted them to do.
在他们侍奉神的时候，在他们遇见困难的时候，他们决定来顺服圣灵，神就这样带领他们。
Again, it's a reminder, the Holy Spirit, there's power within us, and that's not limited to us pastors and missionaries.But to us believers of Jesus Christ.
再一次的，这些事情能够来提醒我们， 圣灵的能力并不仅仅只限于牧师或者是宣教士，它是在我们每个信徒之中的。
Knowing and understanding the will and the heart of God would enable us to share the love within us to the people around us.
我们如果知道神在我们里面的旨意，那么我们就可以有能力来把自己里面的爱心分享给我们周围的人。
My dear brother and sister, it's a reminder. You know that wherever you are working, having a business, in the school, in the marketplace, wherever you are right now.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是对我们每个人的一个提醒。无论你在什么样的境况下，无论你是在职场，是在学校，是在生意场上，
You know that God has brought you there, has sent you there to be God's soul and light.
你知道神把你派遣到那里是要做他的盐，他的光。
That through you to the mission and the purpose that God has given you, they will see the light and know Jesus because that's what who they need.
被赋予了神的使命，所以他们在你里面可以看到从神而来的光。
You may be reluctant like Peter to share because of the fear of rejection and failure, but knowing that your role is to share the love of God, the good news is in our hands and we've got to share that. We've got to be a part of that God's global mission. Many are lost around us and God sends you where you are right now.
我们现在的
God sent you where you are to be God's soul and light.
神把你放在你现在的地方，让你成为盐和光。我们一开始可能是不愿意去分享的，和彼得一样，我们会害怕被拒绝，害怕失败。但是你要知道，神把你放在这里，有他神圣的旨意。
Like Peter, I was scared too to go to Pakistan.
我和彼得一样，我开始去巴基斯坦的时候，我是非常的惧怕。
When I lost my husband in the field, I was helpless, I was hopeless, and I was in distress.
我在火场的时候失去了我的丈夫，我那时候非常的痛苦，非常的绝望。
But I hung on to the promise of God, knowing that He is with me. He will help me carry through the mission that God had entrusted me.
但是我紧紧抓住神的应许，我知道神与我同在，我知道神会帮助我完成他赐给我的使命。
Like the disciples during that time, I went through in my team through extreme hardship while serving the Lord.
就像那时候的使徒一样，我与我的团队也经历了类似的非常痛苦的困难境遇。
Being a widow serving in a male-dominant society.It's impossible to live in that very oppressive community.
我在的那个环境是一个男性为主导地位的社会，在那里整个气氛是非常压抑的。
But I know that God was and is with me.
但我知道神那时与我同在，现在也依旧与我同在。
In my brokenness, I chose to honor and serve God.
在我感到破碎的时候，我选择去荣耀神，去侍奉他。
In my pain, I chose to comfort those women and children, and in return, God was redeeming, comforting, and healing me within me.
在我的困境，在我感觉到困难、痛苦的时候，我选择去安慰那些儿女、那些子女、那些妇女。在这个过程中，神也清洁了我，安慰了我。
As Jesus said, when you call upon me, I will answer you.
就像耶稣所说的，你求告我，我就应允你。
For almost 2 decades serving God in full-time and mission, time and again, God had helped me and my team and my daughter to go through with that. And indeed, God honors our obedience.And in our brokenness, choosing to serve and honor God, God will comfort us by choosing to comfort and serve others.
在过去20年的服事的道路里，我与我的团队与我的女儿都经历了各样的痛苦和破碎。但在这个过程中， 神知道我们在痛苦在困境之中选择去顺服他选择去荣耀他
Daniel with the hungry lions we know all this story that he was strong in that dungeon with that hungry lion but because he trusted God God saved him so the power within him is more stronger than one that is in the world
我们都知道在于你狮子的故事他被扔进狮子坑但是他决定来信靠神来祷告神就拯救了他他里面的能力是这个世界上的人不能知道的
Let's declare that to the church Tell that to yourself The power within me is stronger than the one who is in the world
我们这个教会我们今天需要来宣告我们里面的能力是大过这个世界的能力的
Affirm that, declare that to yourself. Say it.
我们自己要知道这一点，我们自己要向自己宣告。
The power within me is stronger than the one who is in the world.
我们里面的能力是大过在这个世界上掌权者的。
And we knew that Daniel was saved by God from the hungry lion.
我们知道但以理被神拯救，免于遭受恶狮的口。
And you all know the story. David fought Goliath. Why? Because it's not because he was a trained soldier. He was just a small young boy. But because God was with him, he was able to kill Goliath. So what's the Goliath in your life right now?
我们都知道大卫战胜哥利亚的事情。大卫战胜了他，并不是因为大卫是一个训练有素的战士，他那时候只是一个小孩子。但是因为他是奉着名，靠着神的能力来去与哥利亚宣战，所以他得胜了。朋友们，你现在生活之中，什么是你生命中的哥利亚
？That Goliath, that problem, that pressure around us, know that God, the Holy Spirit, is powerful to be within us.
当你遇到压力、遇到困难的时候，你要知道你里面的从上帝而来的能力是与你同在的。
Again, declare this to yourself. There's power when you tell the promises of God to yourself. That whoever believes in me will do even greater things because I'm going to the Father.
我们要再一次的向自己宣告。当你向自己宣告神的话语的时候，这些话语就带有能力。你要知道，耶稣所说的。我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做成比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
And you know the story of Esther, isn't it?
大家也都知道以斯帖的故事，对吗
？Esther became a queen, and the Israelites were facing to be executed. And because Esther chose to pray, trust God.They prayed for 3 days and fasted. And because of that, God works powerfully through that prayer. And God saved Israelites once again.
以斯帖成为王后，与此同时，犹太人面临着被屠杀的命运。当时以斯帖就选择与他的其他的犹太同胞一起来进食祷告。就在这样的进食祷告的过程中，神就是大有能力的施行了拯救。
Our God is the master of impossible in this world.
神掌管着这个世界上各种难以置信的事情。
Our God is able to deliver us, to help us from whatever difficulties, struggles we are going through.
无论我们现在面临着什么样的困境、什么样的挣扎，神都有能力来救拔我们。
Through the power within you, you can do the impossible godly things.
通过你里面的能力，你可以做出那些看似不可能的事情，那些属神的圣洁的事情。
Our God is able and powerful.
我们的神是大有能力的。
God is calling each one of us.
神在这里呼召我们每一个人
to join Him in His global mission.
来加入他的全球的大使命。
That may be here in Australia within the community of Mitcham.
这个大使命可能是在澳大利亚，也可能是在美城这个社区里。
Or somewhere else.
也可能是在别的地方。
The mission of Jesus is not yet finished.
耶稣的神明还没有成就。
And is looking for men and women of faith willing and available to serve and be used by God.
他在寻找那些有信心的男人、女人，那些愿意为他去的人。
Billions of people have never even heard the name of Jesus.
几十亿的人口还从来没有听过耶稣的名字。
And hundreds are dying each day without even hearing the good news.
每天都有几百上千的人死亡，但他们死时还没有听过耶稣的名字。
That can be your colleague, your neighbor, in your workplace, or in your school.
这些人可能是你的同事，是你的邻居，可能是你的学生，或者是你的同学。
Many are lost, and we know that the answer is Jesus.
很多人都失落了，我们都知道，唯一的答案就是耶稣。
You know that God is calling you, He would empower you to do it.
你知道神只要呼召你，他就必然赐能力给你。
God is not calling you to do it on your own. God said, I will be with you forever.
神并没有呼召你来独立的做他要你做的事情。他说，我会与你永远同在。
Church, all that we have, our life, our time, our resources, our wealth that you have,is all temporary.
我们教会啊，我们现在所拥有的一切的时间、一切的资源、机会、金钱都是暂时的。
One day, our time will be up in this world.
有一天，终将有一天，我们在这个世界上的日子就要结束。
And in that one day, we will face our Creator and our Savior.
有一天，我们将要面对我们的创造主。以及我们的救赎主。
And we will give an account to what we have done in our life, the opportunities that God has given us to serve Him, and the time and the resources that He has blessed us. What have we done to those?
那一天我们需要向他交账，我们需要向他证明，我们在用他所赐给我们的时间、机会、资源都做了什么样的事情。
Our God is looking from above.And the Holy Spirit is within us, calling each one of us.
我们的上帝都从天往下看，圣灵在我们里面也呼召我们来做事。
Know that our God can make miracles before, can still make a miracle today.
我们的神过去可以行神迹，今天他也依旧可以行神迹。
We just need to take that belief. And the Bible said, "How much faith do you need?"
我们需要知道我们里面有多大的信心。
He said, "You just need a mustard seed, that two tiny seeds. That's all. A solid, small faith that can move mountains."
圣经说，我们需要的信心仅仅就是像芥菜籽那么小的、那么微小的一点信心，这样就足够一去大山。
Our God never changes.
我们神是永不改变的。
He loved us then when we were sinners and still loves us even more unconditionally at this time.
耶稣在十字架上爱我们，在如今他也依旧爱我们，并且更深爱我们。
God works among the willing and the ordinary people who are willing and available to serve Him.
神使用那些有着一颗愿意之心的普通人，那些愿意为他去的人。
Jesus, God gave it all to us.
耶稣把他所有一切都赐给我们。
Are you willing to give and surrender your life to God?
你愿意把你的生命，给什么？你愿意臣服于什么？
Are you willing to leave your comfort zone and serve and just visit people around you and pray for them and tell them how much Jesus loves them?
你愿意离开你的安舒区来服侍别人，来去拜访别人，来去告诉别人耶稣有多么爱他们吗？
As a way of gratitude to God is to serve God to His people.
我们对神表达感恩的方式应该是我们来服侍他儿女。
Will you use the power within you?
你会使用你里面的这些能力吗？
Will you allow Him to work in your situation?
你愿意让神在你的环境之中做工吗？
And Jesus said, whoever is heavily laden, come to me and I will give you rest.
耶稣说，烦劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，我就使你得安息。
My dear brothers and sisters, God loves you and He wants you to lift all that your cares, your worries, your challenges in Him and let Him work in your behalf.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神爱你，神希望你把你各样的重担、劳苦都卸在他身上。
Let's make use of that and give our all to God. And the power within us, you will see as you are willing to obey and serve God.You will see amazing things will happen through you and in you, and breakthrough will happen in your situation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我们使用这样的能力，让我们能够顺服于他，这样我们就可以看到，借着这样的能力，我们的环境里面，我们自己里面发生出非常奇妙的事情来。
Again, through the power within you, you can do greater things, as the Bible says.
我再说一遍，借着你里面的能力，就像圣经所说的，你可以成就大事。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father, here are your children.
天父啊，这里是你的子女。
We ask you, God, to empower and enable each one of us.
我们恳求上帝，你给我们能力，让我们每一个人。
To do greater things as you have promised.
都像你所应许的那样，能够做更大的事情。
Father, we lift to you all our care, concern, difficulties, problems, and challenges.
神啊，我们将自己所有的忧虑、担心、困难、挣扎都卸给你。
And we receive by faith the peace that only comes from you.
主啊，我们。通过信心接受你所赐给我们的平安，那只能从你那里来的平安。
Holy Spirit, empower us.
圣灵啊，求你赐下能力。
To be a living good testimony to our family members.
让我们能够在家里做好的见证。
To choose to surrender into your will.
让我们能够选择向你的旨意进行自己的臣服。
Help us to choose to forgive those people who have caused us pain.
让我们能够来赦免那些让我们痛苦的人。
And I pray God that let that love and joy pour out in our spirit.
主啊，我们祷告，让仁爱、喜乐能够浇灌下来，浇灌在我们灵魂里。
And let that power and that love and goodness and kindness will manifest through us, the people.Will see you through us.
愿我们能够闪耀出从你而来的能力，那样的仁爱，这样别的人可以借着我们来看见你。
Allow us, God, to make use of our time, our resources, our gifts and talents to offer that to you to serve and honor you.
主啊，求你让我们献上自己的时间、自己的精力、自己的才能，能够献上这一切来侍奉你，来荣耀你。
Bless Pastor Daniel and his family and the whole congregation of Meacham Church, Father. You are a sovereign God of this church, God, and you will help them to go through powerfully and that they'll be a witnesses to this world that they are changed people of God whose love and kindness and all the spirit and the kindness, gentleness, and goodness is in them.
主啊，求你赐福给张淡礼牧师和他的家人，求你赐福给美城教会的所有的会众，让我们里面有这样的光，有这样的仁爱、和平、喜乐在里面，能够让世界通过我们看到从神而来的光。
So in the name of Jesus, I declare your blessing and all your goodness be upon the whole church right now.
奉耶稣基督的名，我宣告你的能力与这个教会同在。
And empower us, Holy Spirit, to do greater things that would honor you.
哦，圣灵啊，请求你让我们能够做成更大的事情，来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Yeah, you may visit our store with FAM if you are leaving this year to go back and visit the store.